Hello, 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 and welcome to Grand Theft Audio number 3. How's it going, everybody? We're back with another podcast. We're going to give you all the news, views, and fun from everything Rockstar and beyond. Again, I'm Muku. You may know me by now, may not. Anyways, big gamer. Name's Brandon IRL. And we also have some other... two other lovely hosts as well. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Soski. And the other host is, or hostess.
Hello, I'm Dana, or Rodana also. And I go by Neko on the internet and gaming. And nice to meet you all again. We're improved.
All right, guys. Yeah, I know our last podcast had been kind of long. But we're gonna tighten them up this time, get you guys out of here in a more timely fashion. So let's get right into it.
We still got good stuff, though.
We do. We're like a package. We're like a Happy Meal. Just, you know, smaller amounts, but all the same goodness.
Anyway.
Yes, bite size. All right. The first news we had today is the supposed rumor of Grand Theft Auto 5. I'll give you guys the deets about it. Basically, if you go to the exact site is, yeah, rockstargames.com/V, users reported earlier this week that it began to download a file, right? So they were like, oh, wow, that's interesting, because, you know, V is the Roman numeral for 5. So they were very intrigued by that. What is this? Well, we don't exactly know. Is it a hint? Maybe, maybe not. It's Rockstar. They're a little crazy, especially when you see the video. The video itself is pretty insane. It's basically, I don't know if you guys know the hamster. It's hamster on a piano is the video that they displayed. Or Danny, you want to give him a little taste of that singing from that song? What it sounds like? Come on, do it.
Do it. Peer pressure.
You're going to sing it? Fine.
I think she's too embarrassed. Oh, God.
All right, here we go.
Just while I take off my headset.
All right. Are you doing it?
Excuse me?
Are you doing the hamster on a piano song?
No.
Okay, fine, I'll do it. Hamster on a piano. Hamster on a piano. Anyways, it's really catchy and it's really cute. Anyways, that's the
Wait, what is he eating? Popcorn.
He's popcorn. He's
popcorn on popcorn. A piano.
Anyways, what does this mean? Well, we don't really know. We do know that pretty soon after it got hits on the interwebs, it was taken down. So maybe it was just some crazy guy at Rockstar that was like, haha, this is going to be hilarious if I post this. Or maybe it was a slight teaser to what we can expect.
Okay, I don't give props to that because that is such an old video meme, viral video.
Well, but you know, there is, I mean, good people have pointed out that there is one of the fake videos in San Andreas was called Hamster Love 2, The Passage of Passion. So, which is hilarious, by the way.
It's hot, not hilarious.
Hot action. That's right.
Hamster on a piano. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Soski is into hamsters. We
go catchy.
But could that be hey guys, we're doing
hamsters?
You know, yes. The next, it's a giant hamster wheel globe.
My God, a Hamtaro sandbox game.
Anyways, is it an allusion to maybe a San Andreas reinvigoration? We have a next gen, you know, SoCal area. The thing is, we don't know. Maybe, or maybe it's just Rockstar having a little fun with our minds.
But then, yeah, there's all kinds of rumor that it may be in London, all kinds of, like,
yeah.
As you
well,
also said, there, that hinted in, that it was hinted in Ballad of Gay Tony.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Rockstar does have, they have messed with L.A. before, with Midnight Club Los Angeles, so technically they have some of those structures, like, already, if they wanted to maybe port. I don't know if they would, but, like, just in case, you know? So, it'd be interesting. What does it mean? We'll have to find out. Maybe at E3, when the next one's announced, supposedly. So yeah. Well, anybody else have anything else to say about that?
Well, in my article, I was talking about what the next GTA or the next GTA article should be.
Yeah, that was pretty hot.
Yeah. Thanks everyone for the feedback.
Lots of feedback. Thanks for helping my contributor score on N4G.
Yeah. You're welcome. I was surprised, but I noticed a lot of people were talking about San Andreas or Vice City, but they all wanted to go back. That's the thing. It was so, well, not all wanted to, but a lot of them did, and a lot of them wanted everywhere else, even out of the country. But a lot of people did talk about San Andreas.
I think part of that, though, is because everyone loves San Andreas because it was the last GTA game that wasn't grounded in realism and was just fun to play. And I think that's something you could really do with New Orleans. Interesting characters there.
Yeah.
Definitely could be.
Those that said that they wanted, they were like, oh yeah, it shouldn't be in New Orleans, but I would love to have a killing spree. Well, okay. Thanks for reiterating my article and reading it. So
there we go. Look at that. Can't ask for more than that. All right, moving on. There is just a huge blowout of Red Dead Redemption information came out from IGN this week, and there was a new trailer, Women of. But like, it wasn't just about Red Dead Redemption. They also had a fantastic article about the future of Rockstar as well. But I guess first we'll just chat about how awesomely Red Dead Redemption is looking. Spencer, you got to read all about that and see all the trailers. What do you think about it? How's it shaping up?
It looks so awesome. Because at first, I honestly missed out on the first Red Dead, so...
Revolver. Yeah.
Revolver, right. But, I don't know, this one, I may actually go back and play Red Dead Revolver, because this one looks so interesting. It's, turn of the century America, which is always interesting.
Yeah.
And a pretty unique setting for a Western.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It does look...
named.
Yeah, Redana thinks the horses look very good.
I love the horses. I've never... All the horses, they all seem stiff while running. Well, not in some, but it was weird, but I really liked it when I saw it in the trailers.
It's okay, I like hamsters.
Hamster on a piano.
Okay. But where I did see those horses was in the this new trailer that came out Women of Red Dead Redemption.
The Women of Red Dead Redemption.
And, you know, sometimes in Westerns they depict women as damsels in distress. But here they're all kicking ass. Even the religious one in that trailer, that was cute.
Yeah, Calamity Janes abound.
Yes.
Yeah, I really like how they're doing that. How they're breaking those stereotypes and just making them badass as well.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel as a woman, Rodana?
Well, I can be a gun. Well, I am a gunslinger.
Oh, you are. Yeah, yes. From New Orleans.
But there are gunslingers. What's better than that?
Exactly.
Women gunslingers.
And then
not only that, there is, you know how you're saying that there's diversity in personalities? Well, also there's ethnic roles into there. Because, it's around the Mexican border. And, you see that female character, Mexican female character, and she's kicking ass too. And, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really excited to play it. Who knows? Maybe you'll be able to play as one of them in multiplayer, which brings me to my next point, where they talked about how they really wanted to improve upon the multiplayer from GTA 4, for Red Dead Redemption. Which hardly any info has been given yet about the multiplayer, but, that just makes me excited because if you remember a couple podcasts ago, I was talking about how I felt the Grand Theft Auto 4 multiplayer, while really good, it didn't really capture that Grand Theft Auto. So I am happy that they are really trying to build upon what happened in Grand Theft Auto 4 into an improved multiplayer experience. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Again, it is looking fantastic. And again, they were just talking about the future of Rockstar and what they might do. There was, they even said maybe. I don't think this will happen, but they said, you know, who knows, MMOs may be in the future, you know? That'd be weird, a Rockstar MMO. They said it would take a lot of efforts because they would want to do it different than MMOs now, but it would still be very interesting to see.
They should just do another community play again.
That's very true. You know what they could do? They could put their MMO as a Facebook game. Harking back to my article. But there was some really good information. He talked about, Hauser talked about, who's the VP. He talked about how the main thing that could be improved in video games, he thinks, is the AI. And I know you, Spencer, you have a lot to say about AI in games. So what do you think? Do you think he's right in saying that?
Sorry, I've got someone harassing me right now. I'm gonna have to take a moment to think about that and I'll pass.
Well, I think so also because, for me, it's a long-term research, I think, that, like, yeah. It's like finding the cure for cancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's very true. And the same amount of, neediness too. Like, we need better AI, the same amount as the cure for cancer. But anyways, yeah, I know what you're saying. I think it's easy. I mean, he was kind of talking about this too. It's easy to upgrade technology. I mean, graphics with technology, you know, but, finding out ways to improve AI and all that stuff is still difficult. And he was talking about level design as well, how it goes in and out.
Or it's easy to find innovative ways to use the AI that we have now, you know, the way it is. But we're not. I don't think that we're.
Yeah.
We should be ahead by now, I think.
Right. Yeah, and I'm glad that Hauser realizes that because it does mean that he's going to continually improve upon that and set a standard. So who knows, next Grand Theft Auto we could see awesome AI, or in next Max Payne, you know, we could see just
really good. Should be good. Rockstar's responsibility right now.
Exactly. Because honestly, the best, everybody knows the best opponents are like human players. So if we can get to the point where like AI can mimic human player, which, you know, there's a lot of scientific blah 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 about that, but you know, that'd be very cool.
And especially since Rockstar releases so many, you know, sandbox games. Sandbox basically invites AI. Like, they need it.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, everything has to work together within the world to, you know, promote
that
realism.
That's what you're doing in Sandbox. You're trying to interact with the environment around you.
Yeah. So. Very cool. But all right, well, I guess that's about it right now for Red Dead Redemption. Next up, we have a response /apology/clarification
in our email, which
Our email. If you guys want to email us at grandtheftaudiopodcast@gmail.com, and we'll respond to it like we're doing this one.
We all read it. I read it.
Right. She reads it. Okay. So this one's from Shum, right? Shum from Denmark, and he basically pointed out, I know last time in my article I was talking about the facial mapping system that Rockstar was employing for the next LA Noir, and he pointed out, he was like, wasn't that used in Grand Theft Auto 4? I remember Neko Bellic talking about it, so forth and so forth like that. And the truth is, yes, they did employ this technology in Grand Theft Auto 4, but they've highly, highly improved upon it for L.A. Noir. So it's basically new technology, you know. It's like, because in the first one, in Grand Theft Auto 4, when they first used it, it was just a few details that were recognizable. But now, what they're promising is like there's so many more details, so much improved upon. I just wanted to make that clarification. And thank you so much to Shum for pointing that out.
And thank you for being very nice to me, because I know these two are very mean.
Yes, I thought it would be nice.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
Yes, sorry about... Okay, I'm sorry about being mean to you, Dana. I will never say tits or GTFO on here again.
Or in person.
Or in person.
You've done that before.
It's the internet. It's fun.
Real life is not the internet. I'm sorry.
What? V says different, sir.
But yes, we do appreciate, and thanks for being our first email.
Yeah, awesome. You get a gold star, Shum.
Oh, yep. And in your honor, I think I will pronounce noir. Noiri.
Noiri.
So we will talk about L.A. Noiri.
I said it right, so I said it right the first time.
But yeah, thank you again. And we're glad we made that clarification. And if you guys, I'll just do a quick plug here. I have an article on the site called How L.A. Noir Could Change the Industry Forever. And that's basically talking about how if this type of facial mapping system is improved, more mainstream actors could want to participate in video games and so forth like that. So check it out on the site, tinygrandtheftauto.com.
Yep, and I also have a feature article coming.
All right, nice.
Yep, since I had such good feedback the last time, it's going to be a little controversial, but it does have to do with chronology and Rockstar games.
There we go. Super so, good.
Stick Super around good. For that.
I'm excited about that one. But yeah. Okay. Well, that's about it for Rockstar news. So we're just gonna burn through some fun news real quickly, because you know we have to. And what's the first?
Because we play games other than Rockstar games.
We do. Even though you know most of them aren't as good as Rockstar games, but you know, a lot. You know, it's fun. It's fun. What's up next, though? You know what I saw Thursday night that made me amazingness in my pants? God of War 3 footage. Oh my god, who saw this? Who saw this footage?
I did.
Oh my god. I cannot.
First person kill. Woohoo!
It literally blew my mind. I don't understand. The amount of detail in there is so incredibly insane. It looks so vicious. And you face a titan who is the freaking size of the Sears Tower and bigger than him. It's just a. God, what were your reactions to it? Or Dana and Sos?
Well, I found it more exciting than the trailer. Or not the trailer, the first gameplay footage that came out that, you know, universally came out that we saw. It made me more excited.
I've never really been into the series a whole lot, but that footage was very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very exciting. Yeah, I especially like the twist on the first person. Death. That is something that really blew my mind in terms of just thinking outside of the box of interesting ways to make the game a bit more brutal.
Yes. Oh, man. It looks fantastic. And we have 2 weeks. I'm going to be playing the heck out of that. March is going to be an awesome month. I mean, PC and PS3 users are getting the Grand Theft Auto expansions. You know, we have God of War. 13 for all you people that still trust Square Enix.
Don't do it. Unless it's 14, then that's okay.
Okay, yeah. Unless it's 14, there you go, it's okay. But anyways, it looks fantastic. I'm so excited about it. I cannot wait. Alright, I guess we'll keep the ball rolling with something we've talked about every time. I think we're becoming the Heavy Rain podcast, but why not, you know? Heavy Rain. I got it. I played it. I beat it. I love it.
Don't. Okay.
You're not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah,
Mooks,
yeah. This podcast is going to be spoiler free.
Yeah. Last night we were just sitting around on Skype talking, and someone comes in and starts talking to Mooks, and he just starts talking about
somebody killing someone.
Yeah,
right? He said, yeah, at the part where you have to kill, and me and Spencer went, no!
Yeah, he was just going through all the interesting twists in the game. I don't know.
Very vital details there that we cut you off on.
Oh, it was funny. I totally forgot I was on Skype. But the thing was, I was talking to people on PSN, so anyways. Shout out to Rec and Blade. Anyway.
PSN, which is down right now, sadly.
Yes, I don't know. It just died, but whatever. But yeah, Heavy Rain is fantastic. I realize that there are flaws. There's some plot holes, and there's some stuff that I would like to see done differently. But it is a fantastic step in a different direction for games.
It's like French.
Yeah, it's French. There we go. But it's like, I think you're going to see a hell of a lot more interactive dramas like this now. But I don't think they can be considered games, as in the sense, I think you're always going to have your God of Wars, and now you're always going to have your interactive dramas. So get ready for a bunch of really crappy interactive dramas.
Deadly Premonition better.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Destructoid.
Love Destructoid.
But anyways, I'm very excited. The way the story was told was amazing. It literally was the most tense I've ever been while playing a video game. And that says a heck of a lot.
That's like more tense than when you're playing Mario Party.
Yeah, because... The reason it's so tense is because whenever you die in a regular video game, you know that you'll just respawn. But here, if you die, you're dead, you know?
Did you openly weep like you did in Final Fantasy X?
I don't remember weeping at 10. I was 10 when I played 10. So, but
wait, can you?
My eyes watered. I didn't bawl like I wanted to. My eyes watered.
While gameplay, can you pause and then go back to a save point?
What do you mean? No, okay, you can pause at any point during the game, and then it'll just resume. But no, you cannot go back. I mean, you can go back and play chapters, but your story is your story. Like, if you make a mistake, you know.
Yep.
FTSU, you know.
But when you go back and play a chapter or something...
Yeah, you go back and play every chapter.
Well, and you alter it, and then do you make, like, a separate save file so you can have two parallel stories?
I don't know. I haven't played around with that yet. I just played through it straight. You really have to play this game right to be, you know, totally immersed in it. So I haven't gone back and played it yet because I'm just thunking about it. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyways, it was fantastic.
You can't just play it once.
No, you can't. And you guys need to play it. Everyone out there should go support it. Because it is... It's really an evolution of the industry.
Yep.
In a direction.
And I bet you can feel the love in it.
Yes.
Put into
it. Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, God. So much love was put into it. Like, how far would you go for love? I'd spend, you know, 1 million man hours creating this game, I guess, is what it boils down to. Yeah,
you almost spoiled how far you took.
I did almost spoil that, but I didn't, so yay. Okay, next up on El Listo is the Lost in the Nightmares expansion pack for Resident Evil 5.
Woohoo!
We play Resident Evil, we've played literally like 30 hours. It's like...
We've played more than 30 hours.
Oh yeah, we have, because we have multiplayer.
Jesus, yeah, my God.
Anyways, we love that game, we don't know why. It would be so awful single player, but... It's so much fun, multiplayer. But yeah, the Lost in the Nightmares expansion. Sos, why don't you go ahead and take care of that?
Right. It is a remake of part of Resident Evil 1, and it is excellent because Resident Evil 5 was very action-y. It was very much an action game, and with little horror. But
with a little horror. What was that?
Excuse me. But the DLC is creepy. I mean, there was a moment where we went in a room, we played the piano, and we left, and when we were downstairs, the piano started playing again.
Yeah, that was creepy.
And then we're like, is there a zombie? Because, you know, in Resident Evil 5, you just get used to, oh, there's a zombie in the room, and you go back in, and it'll attack you. There was nothing there in the room, and the piano stopped when we got in. We had, you know, our guns ready to go. It was creepy. It's very, very creepy.
It's definitely worth the $5. Because, I mean...
Definitely.
Because it's just a good experience. It's pretty short. It's only like an hour. But it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So, yeah. But yeah, it was...
That's like a Silent Hill touch.
Yeah, it did. Which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, I mean, like, Resident Evil 1 was, I think... I forgot what site did it. They just did the top 15 scariest games. I think that was actually number 1 on the list. It's a pretty creepy game.
I used to not do scary games because I was afraid of them. But then I played Resident Evil 4, and I was like, oh my god, this is awesome. Which, you know, really wasn't super scary. But I was proud of myself for being able to play it.
I just, like, go at it like it's freaking candy.
Yeah.
Grab your candy here.
Speaking of favorite genres of gaming, other than Grand Theft Auto and some fun
sandbox
stuff.
It's a genre now. It made a genre, so
it made the sandbox genre what it is. Yeah. But what do you guys play other than some Rockstar games?
I know my favorite genre. My favorite genre is a third-person action adventure. So I'm all about the Uncharted, the Ratchets, which that's more, it's a platformer action. But I love third person. But I've also been assimilated into FPS culture, which I used to not be about. But now I do like the action of the FPS.
Big difference.
Yes, I realize that. Back in the day, when I first became a gamer, I was all about JRPGs. That's like all I played, but as time has gone on, I've just started to not like them because they've become stale and honestly, they're just too long. Like, I don't have that much time to dedicate to one game anymore. So I don't know, but yeah, that's about that.
What about you, Rodana?
Well, if anyone knew me personally, I'm not really, narrowed to one, but the most games that I do play are FPSs. Well, because before I find my, when I was younger, I would always play Counter-Strike on PC, and that's how I got one of my first jobs.
Right.
Yeah.
Good jobs.
Yeah, and so FPSs, but RPGs, a lot of RPGs and RTSs and horror. But I find myself having more fun with horror thriller ones and FPSs.
There we go.
And RTSs. Also, I don't know.
I do not like RTSs.
I love RTSs. Yeah, I play JRPGs, some MMOs, and RTSs. Wonderful. Actually, not just JRPGs, just RPGs in general.
You play Killzone.
Yeah.
I did play Killzone.
Well, see, now RPGs are becoming way more, they're becoming action RPGs. Like, I love Oblivion and Fallout. And technically those are RPGs, but I consider those, like, action RPGs, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. What about you?
Yeah. What? Me?
No. Sos.
Oh, he said
Yeah, I said, like, RTS, RPGs, MMOs. And then, of course, the Battlefield series is, like, the FPS series for me.
There he goes. Yeah, I've been playing the heck out of that demo. It's fantastic.
Bad company.
I might get it when it's cheaper, but my gaming budget's a little constrained right now. So, fun times there.
I never
thought
I'd hear you say that.
And I find myself to be very good at rhythm games.
Look at you and you. Remember that game I played while we were in Houston?
Oh, the hands. Pada Pada?
Yeah. I was awesome at that game. I got the number one. I got the high score on that the first time I tried.
You know what? I have a video of him playing it. We should upload it.
who kicked his butt the whole night, though?
Oh, wait. In fighting games? Fighting games. I only do Soul Calibur. That's what I do.
Who was it?
Pretty sure it was you.
It was Luz. She did kick my ass at
all the games. Every game. Yes.
The stepping game. Why did I just forget it?
DDR and the two other fighting games.
Mm-hmm.
Fate Stay Night and something else.
Anyways,
he saw it. People were there.
You know what? Just try to take me in Uncharted Online. Just try it. Just try to take me in Modern Warfare 2. Just try it. Can't touch
Modern Warfare 2, really. Is that what you're going
to do? Let's Battlefront 2 this, and we'll see. No, let's go back to Battlefront 1 when I have my Super Wookiee. And it is over for everyone.
And I had my tight pants. Yes,
you did. Battlefront Online, please, you got to happen. Anyways, I think that's about it for this week. We came in at a pretty good time, so we're happy about that.
Yes, thanks for the feedback, everyone.
And I hope you enjoy our faces.
Oh, yeah, we're going to post pictures of it. So we're trying to Photoshop it to where it looks like the GTA 4 box art, but we don't know if we can do that because I don't really have shoop skills. I have paint skills, and those suck. So if you're like, if you offer to make the picture, then like we'll totally be thankful for you. We'll give you shouts out on the podcast, all that jazz. But yeah, Rodana with a lollipop. Oh yeah, speaking of shout outs, we got some shout outs. I again want to shout out Rec, Blade, Blue, DCI, Luke. Wow, Shatter, Maestro.
There goes our short time.
Shut up. Shout out Winfrey18, who is my brother. He was upset that I wasn't shouting him out, so shout out to you.
Everyone spam his PSN. Go.
Yes, go spam it. Go, go, go. And a special shout out to GamesOnSmash.com. They added us to our sidebar, so thank you very much for that. I'm actually trying to figure out how to post things on our sidebar, because you will be there, Games on Smash. But yeah, special shout out to you guys. Go check out their site. It's awesome. It's hilarious. So anyways, go check that out. Anybody else got some shout-outs?
Yes, I have shout-outs. I have shout-outs to Captain Pink, Luz, and also more person. No, Jim. Yes. And also I have the same shout-out to Games on Smash.
Ooh, smash it. By the way, we might start writing some articles over there, so check it out.
And a shout out to Cheebs.
Cheebs.
I'm gonna shout out to Games on Smash also, which is kind of unnecessary. The Breakfast Club, you know who you are. And people who have given us feedback. Criticism is always welcome, and I've tried to keep this outline short, so blame me for the longer outlines.
I love the fans that I already have. I'm so happy.
She's very happy.
You make women on the internet happy if you send us.
Whoa. Cool. All right, guys. Enjoy the pics. We hope you enjoyed the podcast.
Yeah, I want to go back to my cage.
And keep it here at planetgta.com and with your Grand Theft Audio podcast. Peace out.
Around.
Woo.
Woo.
Bye.